This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've reviewed thousands of brands, I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I've found traditionally, you tell me if I'm wrong here, that the finance background, the finance guys are more risk adverse, right? So whenever I'm getting a decision made for our agency, I don't try to go to the CFO first. I want to win them over, but they're not the first person I go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so tell me about your risk tolerance and tell me your mindset to go into a venture with that kind of, which is a strength, that finance background. I mean, a lot of us guys go into it without having that. So tell me how you approach risk.
You know, I think when I look at the earlier, my earlier upbringing, I was fairly risk averse. You know, I wanted to be, you know, stockbroker, wanted to be in finance. And, you know, I was certainly the kid that was always saving money and putting my little $5 allowance, you know, away and not, you know, always saying, hey, I forgot my money because I didn't want, you know, I was trying to save my money.
Right.
And, I was pretty risk averse. And I think that also spilled into some things that maybe don't make a great entrepreneur when I was probably earlier on, in the sense that I was always wanting to have all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to plan. Here's where we're going to be at next year. Here's where we're going to be in 3 years. Here's where we're going to be in 5 years. What ends up happening, Derek, is that you never actually end up taking action. You know, you're getting stuck in this kind of planning stage. And, well, I can't do it yet because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow type of thing. And I had an interesting, it was back actually when I was in the real estate business that I mentioned earlier. I partnered with a guy with that business, and he was the exact opposite of what I was. And at the time, I can look back on that now and say that was a really great experience for me, because he was the guy that didn't necessarily think about what was happening tomorrow. He wasn't really thinking about what was going to happen 5 minutes from now. He was just a doer. He was just one of those guys, I'm going to do, it came to my head, I'm going to do. And it was a good balance for me at that point, because I realized kind of some self-reflection that I'm never doing enough. I'm planning, and he's just doing. And so that whole little project there with that company, it was a good partnership because of that. And the business had a good balance because of that. I bring that up because I think you have to kind of have some of those failures that I'll kind of call, you know, even self-realization that, hey, I'm failing here, for you to kind of grow. And I think when you know, being an entrepreneur is being just comfortable with being in uncomfortable situations. That truly is, I think, you know, you have to be comfortable and uncomfortable situations to do this.
Right.
And so having that experience with him, I think just kind of opened me into just, you've thought about it. Here's the calculated. Here's the hypothesis. Now it's time to act.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.